In our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again, lovely and oh, so effervescent Storytime introduction lady, looking so good in your Hawaiian skirt today for Hawaiian Shirt Friday. You do know it's Hawaiian Shirt Friday, not Hawaiian Skirt Friday, right? Okay. Well, let's see here. Today's story is titled, The Sin of Lying.
The Sin of Lying.
Thank you, Chauncey. Made it sound like a sin, too. That's pretty good. Well, it was a typical nice sunny Sunday morning in the quaint little town of Wistful Vista, where the Reverend Roscoe T. Breckleboomer had just finished...
excuse me, who?
Roscoe T. Breckleboomer.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. The Reverend Roscoe T. Breckleboomer had just finished one of his inspiring and even sometimes entertaining sermons on how you can set aside drinking, smoking, carousing around, partying, and gambling and just having a good old time and still manage to enjoy life. Now, just before stepping out of the pulpit, he turned to the assembled multitude and said,
"Next week, I plan to preach about the sin of lying. To help you understand my sermon, I'd like for all of you to read Mark 17. Got that? Mark 17.
Well, the following Sunday, as he prepared to deliver his sermon, Reverend Breckleboomer scoped out the assembled multitude from the pulpit and tried to make eye contact with as many in the crowd as he could. He even squinted a little, for effect, of course. Then he asked for a show of hands.
"Now, how many of you read Mark 17 during the week as I asked?"
Well, every hand in the house went up. Then, dead silence fell throughout the cavernous room as Reverend Breckleboomer studied the crowd. He cracked a crooked smile, then said,
"I'm sorry, but Mark only has 16 chapters. I will now proceed with my sermon on the sin of lying."